Hi, it's Chip from Vectis Radio, and I am here backstage at the Kashmir stage, and I'm here with one of the band members out of the Ohms. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's your weekend going?
It's not too bad. I'm working nights at the moment, so I've managed to get tonight off, but yeah, I'm working the next two nights, so I'm pretty tired, but starting to wake up, which is handy.
Has the Ohms got any new songs coming out?
We're working on new songs at the moment. We're not going to have any ready for tonight, unfortunately, but we've got some new covers that we've added to our set just to spice things up. It's just trying to make it interesting for everyone that has already seen us before, might have a nice little surprise.
So what type of covers are you going to be playing in your set tonight?
Oh, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So one of our favourite bands is a band from New Zealand called Catch a Fire. We normally play we've been playing their songs for years and years in like our pub sets. So we're playing one of their songs tonight that we've just brought to the table for us. We're going to be doing a song by a band called Fat Freddy's Drop as well, another New Zealand band. We should just go to New Zealand, really. So we're playing one of their songs as well. And then we're also going to do another cover, but I don't want to sort of give anything away too much in case anyone comes and sees us for the rest of the year. Leave that one as a little surprise for any diehard fans.
So what's it like writing new songs and new material?
It's exciting. I mean, sometimes we'll come up with the ideas on our own, and it will start off as a little idea. You get the idea in your head of how it should sound, and then when you get it with the band, it completely changes. So lyrics, the music, the vibe, everything changes, which kind of keeps it exciting. So you're excited about the new songs, and then you go and play it or push it towards the band, and then the drummer will do something that I'm not able to do, because I've been playing drums for like 30 years. So I normally, like back in the day, I used to record all of the demos, gave them to the band, and then they used to learn them. And then I thought, well, no, we need to change that up. So they're putting their input in. So for the last, I don't know, 12 years, we've been like, it's been pure Ohms material, not just me or not just one of the other members. So yeah, we've got a couple of new songs that we're trying to work on, just trying to find the time. Obviously with COVID, we've not been able to see each other for a couple of years. We've only had one rehearsal since last year, because we're all so busy as well. But we're taking our time, but good things come to those who wait, I guess.
Yeah. I bet it was really hard not having any gigs during lockdown. And we've come so far now to get back to normal. I bet it's good playing to a live audience again.
Yeah, so me and the bassist, we did a duo set in East Cowes. I think it was the day before the lockdown actually happened. So we got in the night, woke up the next day, and they announced, oh, we're shutting the country down. And we had so many gigs booked for that year, for 2020. Everything got cancelled. We started getting gigs booked for 2021, and they started getting cancelled again. So it's been really difficult on us as a band, like not being able to see each other like as much as what we normally would, well, as much as we could. I started doing streaming on the internet, so I'd be performing to people online. And it's nice. It's nice to be playing again, but coming to the festival last year and playing here at Kashmir, it was kind of like the kick that we all needed to sort of go, this is why we do it. This, like, the fans giving the cheers and seeing all the people enjoying themselves, that's why we do it. We don't do it for anything else other than the enjoyment. And it's nice that we're blessed that we're still able to do it, and there's no more restrictions, which is quite cool.
It's cool that there's no more restrictions. And you're headlining Kashmir tonight. I bet it's amazing headlining a stage at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yeah, we haven't headlined at Kashmir for I think it's about 7 years. So it's been some time. I remember one of the headline slots we had, we finished at 2 o'clock in the morning. I think we headlined on Saturday night. And that was, it's mind-blowing, it really is. Like, it's hard to explain the feeling of being on stage and seeing people enjoying what you're providing them. It's a whole different level, just playing like a pub or like opening a festival or even halfway through, playing the night one, you're the last act on, and everyone who is there actually to see you. They haven't discovered you because they were waiting for another band or anything. So it's nice to see that people come out for us. So it's a blessing, real blessing.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
No problem, mate. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And my dad Spud has a few questions as well.
Yeah, hi there. You're obviously been playing at the festival for many, many years. But what's your big memory, you know, from over all the years you've been going to the festival, one of the highlights for you? And also, who are you looking forward to see this weekend?
Well, we've been going 15 years, and I think we've missed three festivals in that time. Obviously, one of them got cancelled for 2020. We took a year out while we were working on our album, and I think the very first year that we were performing as a band, we weren't well established to have a festival set. My favourite memory, I think, was that 1 o'clock in the morning show, where we finished at two. We met our producer there. There was crowds out of the tent, like both sides, because if people haven't been to the festival before, at Kashmir Cafe you've got like where you enter from the main site, and there's also a little sit down area at the back which is quite nice and chilled, and having both of those areas fully like full, there's hundreds of people. I think that was definitely like the highlight of my year. And as for bands, I'm only going to be here really Sunday evening, so I'm going to come and see Muse. I used to listen to them when I was little, as I was growing up, so as a nostalgia thing, I really want to see him. I was meant to see him when I was 17 and the tickets never came, so take some videos and pictures and send them to my family that I was meant to go with. So yeah, I think that's the only act I'm really going to get a chance to see this weekend.
Well, thanks very much for letting us interview you. It's been really great, and have a really good set tonight. We'll be there listening, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
No problem. Nice to meet you both. Have a wicked weekend.
Have an awesome weekend.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks. Cheers.